श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 3 फ्रॉम वर्स 1 to 8। चैप्टर 3 वर्स 1 and 2। अर्जुन उवाच, जायसी चेत् कर्मणस्ते मत बुद्धिर्जनार्दन, तत् किं कर्मणि घोरे मां नियोजयसि केशव। व्यामिश्रेणव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे, तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहम् आप्नुयाम्। अर्जुन सेड, ओ जनार्दन, दैट इज श्री कृष्ण, इफ यू कंसिडर नॉलेज टू बी सुपीरियर टू एक्शन, then why, O Keshava, that is Shri Krishna, you engage me in this dreadful action with the perplexing words, you are as if confusing my mind, please tell me decisively one path by pursuing which I may attain the highest good. Chapter 3 verse 3. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, लोकेस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठः पुरा प्रोक्ता मयानघः, ज्ञानयोगेन सांख्यानां कर्मयोगेन योगिनां। द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड, ओ सिनलेस अर्जुन, इन दिस वर्ल्ड ऑफ मॉर्टल्स टू फोल्ड पाथ ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल डिसिप्लिन वॉज स्पोकन बाय मी इन एंशंट टाइम्स, द पाथ ऑफ नॉलेज फॉर द डिसर्निंग, that is Sankhya Yoga, and the path of action for the men of action, that is Karma Yoga. Comment. The Karma Yoga, that is the discipline of action, and Jnana Yoga, that is the discipline of knowledge, both paths are pursued in this world. The fruit of these worldly paths is one and the same. Refer Gita chapter 5 verse 4 and 5. Though in Karma Yoga, action is primary, and in the Sankhya Yoga, that is the discipline of knowledge, the primary thing is Viveka, that is wisdom of discrimination, even then both the disciplines yield the same fruit, that is realization of the Supreme. Question. Bhakti Yoga, that is discipline of devotion, has not been mentioned here. Does this prove that the Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga are believed to be the only two paths? Swamiji's answer. But this is not so. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, both the paths are spiritual aspirants' own nishtaha, that is, firm conviction. But the Bhakti Yoga is not devotee's own nishtaha, but it is Bhagavat Nishtaha, that is dependence on God only. In the path of Bhakti Yoga, the aspirant solely relies on God. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga both are Lokik Nishtaha, that is of this world. In Karma Yoga, the world is primary, and in Jnana Yoga, it is the jiva or the self which is of primary importance. The world and the jiva both are lokik. Dvavimau purushau loke sharakcha kshara evacha. Refer Gita chapter 15 verse 16. There are two types of purushaha or entities in the world, the perishable and the imperishable. Because the world, which is perishable, and jiva, which is imperishable, division of these two we come to know about, but God is not known. God is the entity which can be accepted only with faith and cannot be known. But the Bhakti Yoga is alokika nishtaha, that is, state beyond this world, because it is superior to jiva, the individual, and the world. उत्तमः पुरुषत्वान्यः परमात्मेत युधारितः. सुप्रीम पुरुषः इज कॉल्ड परमात्मा. गीता चैप्टर 15 वर्स 17. चैप्टर 3 वर्स 4. न कर्मणाम अनारंभान नैष्कर्म्यं पुरुषोष्णुते न च सान्यसनादेव सिद्धिं समधिगच्छति. Neither by non-performance of actions does a man attain freedom from the bondage of actions, nor by mere renunciation does he attain perfection. Comment. As long as the aspirant has an impulse for doing actions, until then it is necessary for him to perform actions for others without having any desire for fruits thereof. By performing actions for the welfare of others, the impulse for performing actions is pacified and all actions become akarmas, that is, actions done without the sense of doership, or in other words, these actions no longer become binding. Simply by not doing actions, the impulse of doing actions is not pacified. Without the pacification of actions, the bond of relationship with Prakriti, that is nature, is not broken. Without breaking the bond of relationship with Prakriti, one cannot progress in attaining the spiritual perfection. Chapter 3, verse 5. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishtatya karma kriti karyate hyavashah karma sarva prakriti jair gunaihi. No one can ever remain actionless even for a moment, for everyone is helplessly driven to action by the gunas or modes of nature born of Prakriti. Comment. The field of Prakriti is separate from the field of self. The actions belong to the field of Prakriti and the self does not perform any action. In Prakriti, there is tiredness, but being situated in the self, it is rest. Therefore, as long as there is a relationship with Prakriti, man cannot escape from engaging in action even for a moment. Chapter 3, verse 6. Karmendriyani samyamya yaaste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mityachara sa uchyate. He who, while restraining forcibly the organs of action, which means all the senses, sits thinking of sense objects in his mind, he of deluded understanding is called a hypocrite. Comment. In the second chapter, Lord has already said that he who thinks of sense objects will fall from the spiritual path. Refer Gita chapter 2 verse 62 and 63. Here he is considered a hypocrite who makes a show to others from outside as if sitting for meditation while his mind is dwelling on sense objects. In fact, engaging in physical enjoyment of pleasures and relishing them in the mind by dwelling on the sense object, there is no difference between the two. The same impression is made on the inner sense or antakarana by both. From one perspective, relish of pleasures by thinking of them causes great harm because those sense enjoyments he is not able to engage in, or those enjoyments that he does not indulge into due to fear of adverse public opinion, or those pleasures he is incapable of enjoying, but he can relish all these in his mind.
chapter 3 verse 7 yastvindriyani manasa niyam yarabhate arjuna karmendriyai karma yogam asaktak savishishyate.
But O Arjuna, he who controls his senses by the mind and directs his organs of action, that is all the senses, to the path of work without being attached, which means selfless, is superior. Comment: that karma yogi, while being detached, performs the actions for others' welfare. Renouncing the desire for the fruit of actions is superior than even the jnana yogi, that is, one practicing discipline of knowledge. Lord will be speaking in 5th chapter that karma yoga is superior to jnana yoga. Refer Gita chapter 5 verse 2.
Chapter 3 verse 8 Niyatam kuru karmatvam karma jayohya karmanaha shariratra pichate nah prasidyeta karmanaha.
Perform your duty as prescribed by the scriptures, for action is superior to inaction. Besides, even the maintenance of the body would not be possible for you by not performing action.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.